Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, we got a package in the mail.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but weirdly, the mailman made me sign a contract to accept the package.
Sign a contract. Was the mailman kind of tall and gloomy looking?
You know what? He was.
Oh no, Jim. I think you just signed away your soul.
What? Really?
I'm afraid so. Well, what did you get?
Some mix CDs.
Oh, okay. That's totally worth it.
All right, it's Halloween today.
Yeah, it is.
Halloween today.
Happy Halloween.
Do you you still go trick-or-treating?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. This year, I'm going as the 66 Dylan. The one with the real skinny one with the harmonica around his neck and the frizzy hair and all that and the sunglasses.
Yep.
The fat 66 Dylan.
I'll go as a more modern Dylan with like a bolo tie and a little mustache,
oh,
right?
So great.
Can we do that?
Just get a bunch of guys. We'll go at different phases of Dylan.
Dylan, huh?
pretty good group Halloween costume. Last year we went as the Spice Girls. That wasn't that good. That was my idea.
So Halloween, do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters here at the house in suburban
you know,
D.C.?
It's funny, Jim. Lately, we've lived here long enough that our offspring have flown the nest, but now we're starting to get these young families back in here. How they afford to move into this neighborhood, I have no freaking idea, but they do, and there's lots of little kids around here.
Yeah.
They're easy to scare, too. That's what I like about little kids.
You've gone through a whole cycle of generations, right?
I know. And I can just yell, like, randomly and do stuff, and it scares them. So that's fun.
So we thought for Halloween, this show, by the way, is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We don't get a whole lot of trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood, which is funny because we're in like Family Central where we are.
Right.
A bunch of young families. We get some, but I think, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just not as popular as it used to be. I think a lot of, especially the ones with little kids, would rather take the kids to like the shopping center where they do it there, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Or, you know, we're in one of the, you know, relatively newer developments where the houses are more
spread
out.
Thing.
It's a bunch of cul-de-sacs. Maybe they don't turn down our street. Who knows what it is,
Where I grew up, there was an apartment complex, a big one, and also townhouses, man. We would just hit those things. Pillowcase.
Townhouse is a good way to go.
Oh,
we have that near us,
Yeah, you run up, hit all the doors, and just hold your pillowcase open.
Probably the kids in our neighborhood, you know, they have everything they want anyway, so they don't have to they don't have to go out like beggars and ask for I don't know. I think it's fun though. I like seeing the little kids in the costumes. It's
me
the
too.
Cutest thing.
Yeah. Chewy Jolly Ranchers were also good.
But anyway, let's get to this episode. So we thought for Halloween we were gonna talk about some Halloween music, and then as luck would have it, we got something in the mail like just recently, right?
Amazing. Like the timing was beyond belief.
What did we get?
So we got four CDs from our great friend Paul Trapp, and he has basically sent us each a set of his last four Halloween CDs. It's amazing.
Yep.
And I'll read his card in his amazing writing. If you read his comic strip, you know how he writes, which is really great. But basically, he said, our kid is down Peace Corps-ing in Panama's first year. He discovered the country doesn't celebrate Halloween, so we sent him a Halloween playlist to keep him in the spirit of things back stateside. The next year, he wanted another. Now they're up to volume four. And he was so nice to send us a copy of these, Jim. And he sort of made nice covers and chosen some really funny songs, and it goes with a moon theme on each one, which is really cool. I discovered something truly scary on here, too.
He says something about creepy 70s era AM radio hits. Yeah, this sounds really cool. All right, so let's look at these CDs. So he sent us four. So these are 4 years worth of Halloween CDs.
2016, 2017, 2018, and the brand fresh new one, 2019, with the double.
And Paul Trapp, if we didn't mention this, is a loyal listener of the show, and
he
lives out in Omaha, Nebraska, but for a while, because of his wife's work, he was here in D.C.
That was great.
For quite a while, and we had a lot of fun, went to shows together.
Hang out.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look at should we start with the newest one?
Sure.
Let's see what we got here. Maybe if there's anything we want to play for the listeners, we can.
A little snippet.
Right? So if I were... What makes a good Halloween song, Patrick?
I think something that's spooky and also maybe has a connection segue-wise to the graveyard or something spooky or the moon, you know, or something like that, or the band name maybe. or the song name. I don't know. Could be anything, Jim.
Is there anything here that catches your eye?
On Halloween 2019, now this is the one I only just started to listen to, but Moonlight Feels Right is a great example of that 70s AM radio stuff that Paul was talking about. I think we were also talking about a song called Dancing in the Moonlight that appears on another one of these.
Yes. I've never heard, let me see here.
And there's a very inspired choice on this, Jim, out of the 17 tracks. My favorite one is number 16, The Freaks Come Out at Night by Houdini. That's a jam.
It is totally a jam. Yep. I wanted to play here. How about this?
Strange green reptiles crawl. Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie Shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk of swamp witch Hattie lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do, kept folks off a track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou.
All right, there you go. That is Jim Stafford, and the song is Swamp Witch.
That's right. He likes spiders and snakes.
Yes, and that was the only Jim Stafford song I think I ever knew was Spiders and Snakes.
Until this one.
Yeah. But that's spooky. That's eerie, that, right?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
All right. Is there anything else off 2019, or you want to pick something off 2018?
Let's move on to 2018.
All right.
I definitely do. This is the one where I mean, to me, the scariest movie around this time is the original Halloween, and the theme is eerie as hell. Now listen to Low Straitjackets playing the theme.
That is crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
They make it sound fun.
I know. It definitely says something, I think, both about John Carpenter's original score and Low Straitjackets, that they can make it sound fun and still a little scary at the same time, yet you still know what it is exactly.
Yes, so, right, of course. Yeah. All right, that was the 2018 version. We're working backwards.
Yep. This is my favorite cover.
Or compilation, I should say. What's the favorite one? The
2017. Love the cover of this one.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
And I texted with Paul a little bit, and I said, thank you so much. And he said, well, you know, I would have loved to have taken the time to illustrate these. And I would have been like, wow, I wish you did have the time to do that, because that would have been even cooler. But these covers are great.
Okay, so I'm going to quickly look at the track list here. This is my first time looking at it, see if there's anything that catches my eye.
Well, here's an example of stretching the theme. I'm Your Boogeyman. My Casey and the Sunshine Band appears on this one.
Right. They don't mean that kind of boogie.
No,
right?
But hey, I get it.
It works, yeah.
I get it. Also... Well, the zombies, that makes sense. And, you know, some classic TV themes also appear, which I appreciate. Somewhere our old friend Jeff Dionys is smiling. Hopefully he has these as well.
Okay, I made my choice. Are you ready?
Yep.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum, it was a monster's holiday. head, said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way.
There you go, Buck Owens.
How great is that?
It's a monster's holiday, yeah.
It took a holiday at Buck's house.
Yep.
Wouldn't let him sleep.
I also was intrigued by, wait, where is it? A song called The Blob by The Five Blobs.
That was cool.
Do you know
I
that?
I dug that. No, I just learned about it today okay. when I listened to these CDs, and that's kind of cool, like 60s eerie kind of a vibe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of got a Monster Mash
feel. And also number 15 here, Vampiro, Satan's Pilgrims.
That's pretty damn good.
All right, that looks cool too. All right. So 2016 was the first year that Paul apparently did this.
Mm-hmm.
Hold that one up.
Yeah, look at that.
Very nice. And you want to make a selection here, Patrick?
Yeah, absolutely. Also, remember when you could buy those CDs that looked like little 45s, man? That was cool. CDRs.
Yep.
Yeah, there's some stuff on here. Ben by Michael Jackson. I'm not really sure exactly why that's on there other than it is really spooky.
Well, yeah. It's definitely a creepy movie.
Ouija Board by Morrissey, which obviously is a favorite. Season of the Witch is great.
Yep.
I'm not a big Rocky Horror Picture Show fan, but I appreciate it being on here. Dead Man's Party, Oingo Boingo is good. But I'm going to go with number 7, Jim, Pet Sematary by the Ramones, because I don't think you can get much better than that.
Under the October with a steamboat, ancient goblins and wallows come at the grand light making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. To the sacred place, this ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molars and fangs, the clicking of bones, spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries, something ain't right. I don't want to be buried in a pet.
All right, there you go.
Like Low Straitjackets, the Ramones, you know, they have to make things not quite spooky, but, you know, they have to have a little harmony in there every single time.
They were a big fan of those, like, horror comics.
Yeah, totally.
They're a big thing. Yeah. So now I can play these CDs at home when the children are coming over to get their treats, right? And I can scare them with this.
You can play it, you know, and little kids will come to the door and say, oh, Mr. Linehan, didn't like the classics four, so do we.
That's right. Now, I remember when I was a kid, let me see if you remember this. It seemed like everyone had this album and would play it, you know, at Halloween when you would go around trick-or-treating. It was, I just had it and I lost it. It was called Chilling, Thrilling Sounds of the Haunted House.
Ah, yes. I remember that album. Yeah. And it was literally like scary sounds of like doors opening and like creaking stairs and ghosts.
You
and
are a bold and courageous person, afraid of nothing. High on a hilltop near your home, there stands a dilapidated old mansion. Some say the place is haunted, but you
wait
don't
a minute.
Believe
I never had this
such
album.
Myths.
This is scary.
One dark and stormy night.
All right, it goes on from there. But then you'd have stuff like this.
Of course, you know what a fuse is.
Wait.
It's a long piece of coal
impregnated with gunpowder. This just describes the haunted house.
With a strike a match and light it.
I don't remember all this.
When replacing a fuse, look for a 4-volt or a 9-volt.
A little surprise.
Here we go. just, I don't know, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. That's just,
I don't really want to play a minute of a bag
of the fuse.
That's just the fuse.
Here we go. Let's play Screams and Groans.
There you go.
Hopefully somebody's not setting it up again.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like when I have my night terrors on a regular basis.
That's right. Our chihuahua sounds like that when he's scared.
There are like barking dogs and stuff like that on this track list too.
Yeah.
So just check that out.
Chilling. Release the hounds, Smithers.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get out of here. Happy Halloween, everyone. We hope you get lots of great treats.
And drive safe tonight on the highways and byways, folks. Watch out for the trick-or-treaters.
And here's my tip. When you buy Halloween candy, mm-hmm. I always like to buy the stuff that I like.
Oh,
right?
That's smart.
Because then that way, if we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters, then it's just a lot of stuff that I can eat, right?
That makes a lot of sense. And go for the king-size bars when you're buying, folks. So let's not cheat
that's
our trick-or-treaters out there. The fun side, the size of fun has really shrunk.
Well,
anyway.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. You can contact us, but I don't want to get into all that right now. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jeff Lenahan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to leave you with that Blob song, the Five Blobs.
Oh, it's great.
Doing the Blob. All right. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Killing is fun.
It's fun to be terrorized by a man in a hockey mask.
Yeah.
Right there.